and a photostat of General Sam Houston's account in the store. And he sat in cowhide bottom chairs in the, at the door of the store and whittled toys for my father and his brothers and sisters. I guess there were so many kids they wore them out or something, because nobody knows anything about what became of them. They're none in existence that we know of. And this country was pretty rough at that time. They used to bring stuff from Midway in Madisonville, some 20, 30 miles, bring their cotton in, have it ginned, maybe it was ginned, and they brought it in by bales. They sold it in Huntsville, and they were afraid to carry the money back. My grandfather had a big store, a big safe in the back end of the store, and he would accept the deposit of the money, and they drew checks on it from Madisonville, Midway, and up in that area. Mr. Dugwell, and who used to work for us, he's dead now, that worked with us some 30, 40 years, and as a kid, he was a driver on the freight wagons from Midway down here. And the business of deposit of money grew so much, my grandfather set up a little small bank in the back end of the store. And that, he operated a private bank then. And, of course, had more employees working in the bank as well as the store. And then he died in 1886. My grandfather died in 1886. And the First National Bank of Huntsville was originally organized as the Gibbs National Bank named in honor of my grandfather, and the Gibbs had most of the stock in it. It was a capitalization of $50,000 in 1890 when it was established as a national bank. Our last statement, the First National Bank, was $55 million. And it operated on the just under the Gibbs Brothers and Company's office, which was the location of the original frame store on that corner. And that building was built in 1890 at the time of the starting of the Gibbs National Bank. Then in 62, the bank moved. It was the First National then, until Gibbs National until 1923, and then it became First National, and it was still in the same location. In 1962, we moved to the present location. The other day, we just had a presentation at the stockholders meeting of plaques for years of service and for the employees and then for the directors. And I have served the longest time as a director, 42 years as a director of the bank.
That is a long time. Tell me about some of your travels, Mr. Do you like to travel?
We love it. We started in, really started traveling in 68, and 1968, and we've been going every year for a cruise, or flight, mostly cruises, or the Swedish-American line. The first trip, though, we made in 68, I was in the Navy in World War II, and